Hello, this is Cheryl Nocera from TheExaminer.com on March 30th, 2014. I am here at AYN Wellness Center in Beverly, Massachusetts, and here I have with me Jolisa Brito, my friend and owner of AYN Wellness, and my other friend, Louis Aquiza from Lynn, Massachusetts, and he is a fitness instructor for Les Mills. So, I'm going to have a brief introduction with both of them. So, Jolisa, what could you tell me about AYN Wellness Center?
Well, here we offer a variety of services, coming from ionic detox, to beauty services, to relaxation, to wellness. So, you get a full range of everything you need here in this location.
Okay, thank you. And Louis, why is it so important to you to be a fitness instructor for Les Mills?
I really like that part of my life because it is my passion. I love to give those classes because I think that those kind of programs has something magic inside, and I can share that magic with people.
Excellent. And what classes do you teach exactly?
I almost have the whole programs from that company or that industry. It is, let's say body pump, body combat, body attack, RPM, body step, Shibam, also CX works and body flow. I just have body jam and body vibe left, but I couldn't take the certification right now.
That's okay. That's a lot of classes. It sounds to me like you work out a lot. So, tell me, Jolie, so what are your views on health and wellness?
Well, pretty much...
And what made you get into this field?
I got into this field seeing the people around me not being able to get into the wellness field and suffer from conditions not educating themselves on nutrition. So I decided to put it upon myself to learn how to cure and prevent all those issues that they had. And then magically, just somehow, it just came to me. The universe just brought me with the right people, and wellness just became my passion. I went from beauty to wellness, and it's all connected, so just brought it upon myself somehow.
Excellent. Thank you. And what about you? What brought you to the fitness end of the world?
Well, when I just started,
or your views on health,
I just take those, Les Mills classes, but just the regular aerobic classes or floor aerobic classes to lose some weight, maybe as almost everybody think. And then I realized that I could learn the choreography, the structure, give or teach it. And that instructor once said that if I could suffer her, and I didn't have any idea about giving classes, and she maybe saw something on me that I could do it. At the beginning was, of course, you know, my first time was really, it was awful because I made a lot of mistakes. I didn't even know what to say, but then I could develop it and I could do it better. And then I took Les Mills certification. My first one was body combat, that is a program inspired of boxing and martial arts. So, and then after after taking that certification, I could realize that I could be a a good guide for people to do those classes.
And do you think that there's a connection with health and nutrition?
Of course it is, because if you just work out and don't also think of what are your food intake, you will the whole calories you are burning, you could get it replaced if you don't change your food habits.
Right, absolutely. And what about you? Do you feel that health and nutrition and all everything, including weight loss, all goes together?
Totally, because you are what you eat.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're eating junk, your body's going to feel like junk, and it's going to have to work double to burn those calories.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to feel tired when you're working out. You know, so if you're eating good foods, you're going to feel the energized to be able to get up in the morning and do that workout. You're going to feel good the entire time. You're not going to feel sluggish and tired. No, I don't want to go to the gym. But if you eat those right foods, they're going to send those positive energies to your brain. And then your brain is going to function correctly, and you're going to get up in the morning correctly, and you're going to function right when you're working out. You're not going to feel tired. You know, and I apply that to myself sometimes. You know, I know that at night or the day before, I'm going to have to start eating healthy to be able to do something good tomorrow. You know, because even if I eat, it might taste good tonight if you're eating junk, you know, because everyone loves fat food. Nobody's going to say, oh, I don't like that burger. They're going to like the taste of it. But the results, you know, you have to think about tomorrow. The results are not good. So who's going to want to really work out 3 hours for that? Is it really worth it? No, it's not.
No, absolutely not. And I don't know if you remember, but the time when me and you went to that restaurant, the Organic Garden in
yes.
Beverly, Mass. Remember, we were full, but we didn't have any dairy, we didn't have any meat, and we didn't feel like we couldn't move,
yes.
as opposed to if we ate a big meal.
Correct.
Absolutely. And what would be your advice, Louis, to an average person, like your everyday person, someone who, I don't know, maybe hasn't worked out in a long time or maybe doesn't really care about what they eat, what would be your advice to get them back on track?
Well, at the beginning it is, I will tell my experience, and maybe that will help, because I'm also an average guy or a simple guy that tried to go back to my working out life, if that term is correct, because since I just moved in the U.S. the last June, I used to give like 3 or 4 classes before. I mean, when I lived in my country, that it is Bolivia, and when I just moved in here, I couldn't do it because of, first of all, I didn't know the places I could work, and then, you know, sometimes it's hard to find some hours to teach. And I just started feeling anxious, and I started just eating whatever comes to my way. And what that made me change my mind, it is like a every time you have to be conscious about what you are doing. As Julissa said, you have to think a little bit more of what you are gonna take as your meal or your breakfast, instead of just taking it because of pleasure. Because I realized that some junk food, we take it just for pleasure, because it gives us a small time of pleasure. But if you think a little bit more about it, you will realize that maybe it is that food is tasty, but it is not the things you really needed. And other thing that I could say is not think like, oh, I have to train 1 hour, and if I don't train 1 hour, I am I am failing doing something. If you start training and you could do it like 15 more minutes today, and then try to improve it to 30 minutes or 20 minutes, those 5 minutes or those 15 more minutes will make a big difference. And what happened to me that some good things that I've been changing this time from June 2013 to March 2014, it is like, if how do I feel when I do something good for my life or for my health? How good I feel it. So the next time I just decided some food that it is not that good for me, I will say that I will just remember how good I was or how well I felt when I've been keeping getting good or healthy food, and what that brought to my life. So keeping motivated ourselves help us to keep on our track.
Absolutely. Thank you for that, Louis. And what about you, Jalisa? What would your advice be to an average person who doesn't really think into the fitness world and doesn't really, you know, pay attention to what they eat, and, you know, what would be your advice for that?
My advice to them is to actually start thinking, like he said. Mm-hmm. Think about your future. Think about, do you want to stay stuck where you are right now?
Mm-hmm.
How to improve yourself.
Right.
You know, change, do something different every single day. Take a journal and write what you're eating daily and think about it. Take some time to meditate. Yeah. 5 minutes a day is okay. However, even 1 minute is okay. Just the fact that you're doing it, you're changing your routine. You know, change is good. And once you start changing what you eat in your life, you're going to feel so much better that it's going to become second nature. You know, the first week is going to be the hardest. The first day is going to be the hardest. But once you start getting those results that you're seeing yourself in the mirror, like your hair, for example, is going to change. Your nails, your energy, the way you walk, the way you sleep. Once you start seeing those little changes, it's going to be completely worth it. And nobody else, like, you will start noticing yourself, especially when other people start telling you that you look good. When you look good, you feel good. So once you get that, and just, you don't even have to go on a diet, because people start thinking that maybe if I go on a diet, don't last.
Mm-mm.
Just add different foods to your list, to your menu. And once you start adding those different foods, you start eliminating those other foods. Eat every 2 hours. People think that by starving themselves is how they're going to lose weight. But you have to boost your metabolism. And by putting stuff in your body, good stuff in your body, you don't need to put that junk food in your body. Because that your brain is programmed to start asking for the fatty foods when you are not feeding it at a proper time. Don't wait until you're hungry. Take some almonds. You know, go to Whole Foods. Like we said, people think that Whole Foods is very expensive, but it really isn't.
Mm-mm.
You know, think about your body as the most expensive thing in the world. So don't feed it any junk, because if you do, it's not going to work.
Absolutely. Thank you for that, Jalisa. And I just want to add that both of these people, the reason why I chose to interview them at the same time is because both are very outgoing, very positive people, and I hope to do another interview with them. And actually, believe it or not, this is Louis and Jalisa's first time meeting. And again, thank you. Did you have anything else to add? Either one of you?
Yes.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Well, I just want to suggest people, don't try to go to the everything or nothing. Try to do it little by little and feel it. Just be conscious what you are feeling it. And as Jalisa said, don't get junk food, because those food, it is just fillers. I mean, they will just get you fill it up, I mean feel fed up, but they are not feeding you. So if you are if you change little by little, you will notice and you will realize that all of these little changes will change your whole life.
Absolutely.
And I think, and I realize, because it is my personal experience, that going little by little works better than going to the everything or nothing. Being too extremely sometimes is not a good thing to do. Thank you very much.
Absolutely, thank you. And
thank
do you have
Cheryl.
Anything else to add?
No.
The only other thing I want to add is that you really should come to Jolisa's Spa at AYN Wellness Center. And I'm going to put some stuff on about her as well. And you should check out Lewis's class, because what I understand, he just started working at the work. He's teaching classes at my gym, and I'm getting a lot of positive feedback. They said he really, really works them. So anyway, again, this is Cheryl Nocera at examiner.com. Have a great day. Bye.